Chapter 4, Destiny's Soldiers. As the crimson streaks of dawn began to light the Normandy horizon, two men, oceans apart in background and allegiance, prepared to play their parts in the theater of war. Carl Mueller, tall and broad-shouldered, stood atop the fortified cliffs, deep-set blue eyes scanning the horizon. Born and raised in Hamburg, he was the son of a blacksmith and a schoolteacher. Every strike of his father's hammer, every lesson from his mother, had shaped Carl into a disciplined and introspective young man. But joining the Waffen-SS had been his own choice. For Carl, it wasn't about the ideologies or the speeches. He believed in a strong Germany, and he'd seen friends and neighbors suffer in the aftermath of the Treaty of Versailles. He enlisted to rebuild the pride and strength of his nation. But with every battle, a growing turmoil brewed within him. A conflict about the true nature of this war and its moral implications. Across the channel, on one of the hundreds of PT boats slicing through the waves, Joe Mitchell gripped the side, green eyes steely with determination. The Boston-born U.S. Marine had a legacy to uphold. His father, a World War I veteran, had instilled in him a passionate belief in democracy and freedom. Yet, beneath the fervor lay a deep compassion. Joe had studied history, understanding the weight and consequence of every decision, every battle. To him, every German soldier was another Carl with his own story, his own reasons. But the war made them enemies. The PT boat's approach was eerily silent, but for the hum of engines and the lapping waves. As daylight began to break, the German defenses took sight of what looked like an endless armada, hundreds upon hundreds of boats advancing like a formidable steel wave. Carl's heart raced. The enormity of the invasion was overwhelming. The beaches, which only yesterday were pristine and silent, were about to turn into death traps. The first wave of the invasion was met with a hailstorm of bullets and shells. As Joe's boat neared the shore, the front ramp began to lower. Before it even touched the water, machine gun fire from the bunkers ripped through, taking down several soldiers beside him. Blood sprayed, shouts and screams pierced the morning air, mixing with the chaos of war. Without a second thought, Joe dived overboard, the chilling waters of the English Channel enveloping him. Swimming with all his might amidst a rain of bullets and explosions, Joe witnessed a nightmarish scene underwater. Bodies of fellow soldiers, some lifelessly floating, others desperately kicking towards the shore. Emerging, the sight was no less grim. Bodies littered the beach, some of soldiers he'd laughed with just the night before. Finding cover behind a steel barricade, Joe tried to catch his breath. The thunder of artillery, the rattle of machine guns from the cliffs, and the cries of the wounded created a symphony of chaos. But in that brief moment of respite, the weight of it all hit him. Fear, anger, sadness, and determination welled up inside him. He clutched the wet sand in his hand, thinking of his family, his reasons for being here, and the freedom he was fighting for. Above, Carl witnessed the carnage. The beach was a mosaic of green uniforms, steel, and blood. He saw one soldier, the one with green eyes, take refuge behind a barricade. For a brief second, their eyes met. Carl felt a strange connection, a momentary recognition of the humanity of the enemy. But duty called, and he had to focus on the battle. Joe knew he couldn't stay hidden for long. Gathering his wits, he looked towards the menacing cliffs and bunkers above. Drawing a deep breath, clutching his rifle, he prepared to charge, ready to face the enemy and his own destiny on the sands of Normandy.